Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
So you want to create the best possible talk topic, something that will catch anybody's attention, whether you're speaking for an event, hosting a new webinar, or doing some type of training series. How do you create a great talk topic that has a description, takeaway, all these different bullet points that say, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I need, I'm going to sign up for that event, that training, that webinar, whatever it might be. My name is John Cook, and I'm the founder of Keynote Content, and I've worked with over 800 speakers one-on-one since 2017, helping them craft and share their talk topics and those descriptions, those takeaways for the right audience. And after working with over 800 speakers, I can tell you here, the fact is that most talk topics stink. They absolutely stink. They're not clear, they're not compelling, it doesn't give the reader any idea of what is the value from that. So how do you find, from what I've learned working with that many speakers, to help develop the right talk topic for you so that you connect with the right audience? So first thing I want you to look at is that really when it comes to your talk topic, it's saying pick your niche. Now you might say, Nick, niche, however you pronounce it. I say whatever you want to use from a pronunciation standpoint, whether it's niche or niche, whatever. Don't be a Dutch bag, as it were, when it comes to how you actually talk about this. So essentially, pick your niche and embrace it. Absolutely embrace it. Saying if you are specifically for left-handed redheads who want to know how to be better at getting out of debt, great, that's your niche. Embrace that. Go for it. So whatever it might be, saying the more specific you are, the more you actually appeal to the right audience. I believe it's Zig Ziglar that talked about be a meaningful specific instead of a wandering generality. Pick your niche. Embrace it and saying specifically inside that talk title, that description, those takeaways, say who this specifically is for. If this is for entrepreneurs who are looking to get into the startup, or if it's looking for single parents who are wanting to learn how to better parent without the support you typically have, whatever it might be, whatever that audience is, embrace it and how you talk about specifically in the titles, in the description, in the takeaway. So people say this is absolutely who it's for. There's no question. There's no uncertainty. Go for clarity as much as possible. And you're saying, gosh, if I'm not really getting that much attention to this talk topic, maybe it's not specific enough. And so it's not just to the niche, but it's also to that specific problem. So pick the niche, but also hone in, pick the specific problem. What is the specific problem? Saying like, instead of saying like, oh, I help people get out of debt, saying, okay, how about helping people? Here's how to be able to get out of credit card debt, consumer debt, here's how to pay down student loans faster, whatever it might be. So pick the specific problem that goes with your specific niche, however you want to pronounce it. Doesn't really matter. So once you have that specific niche and problem dialed in, then I say, okay, pass the 5-second test. What do you mean pass the 5-second test? If somebody can look at your talk title and it doesn't absolutely catch their attention and want them to read the rest and even say, gosh, I'd love to hear just a couple minutes of that, it doesn't pass the 5-second test. The 5-second test is, unless it absolutely is a, wow, I can't wait to read this or watch this, then it's not compelling enough. It's not clear enough. So pass the 5-second test. That 5-second test also means that for somebody who's scanning through and like, whether it's a virtual summit and you have 10, 15 different sessions that are going on at the same time or maybe the same day, what's going to make yours stand out from the rest of the sessions on that exact day? It needs to pass the 5-second test. Now, there have been a couple different times where I've been working with people inside like a financial industry, whether it's more regulated industry, medical, dental, financial, where they're saying, I can't really say exactly, I can't make a wow statement. Again, it comes back to the specific problem. You may have regulations from an industry standpoint. You may say, I can't make it that compelling or that exciting over the top because I can't be promissory in the title. That's okay. In this situation, saying, thinking about less about what you're wanting to promise and more about focusing on what is the problem that you know that you can focus on and address. Can't say you necessarily solve it inside of a regulatory industry, but you can say, here is that problem, and here's how I can make it in a compelling way that is going to pass the 5-second test. So a couple of things you can do to pass the 5-second test. what I like to say is going the look at it, what are the kingpin objections? Saying, I can show you how to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, even if you have no access to exercise equipment, you have no energy right now, and you don't have the time to make it happen. Whoa, how is that possible? Again, the kingpin objections come down to the what are those things that if I knock down one of those objections, it's absolutely going to say, this is going to take care of it. This is going to remove people saying, gosh, I don't think it's possible, but you just showed me that even without the exercise equipment, the time and the energy, I can still lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks. That is where you need to go from a kingpin objection. If I can knock down, and this is a bowling term saying, if I can knock down that first kingpin, what else is a knock and get out of the way there? The kingpin objections saying, usually those are more obvious than what they might seem. Saying, okay, what would somebody say is the one big objection? Like, there's no way that's possible. There's no way you can help me get out of student loans. There's no way you can help me be able to get rid of whatever this might be. But saying, if I know I can knock over that first, then it takes out all the potential objections in the way. So those are the first two. Pick your niche and pick the specific problem, but then saying, pass the 5-second test by knocking out the kingpin objections, knocking out, even if you don't think that's possible, I like saying being a little bit challenging what's believable. Saying demystify stuff, saying, you know, I'm going to remove the financial burden myth. I'm going to remove the lack of exercise. I'm going to remove the metabolism myth, whatever it might be. You're going to like, whoa, I didn't realize there was a myth connected to that. What you're doing is you're raising these interest levels and then delivering on that with your content, with this title. So on the third thing I really like want you to focus on is saying, prove the value before they ever say yes to you. Proving the value before they say yes to you looks like, specifically, this comes down to the takeaways. This is one of the most overlooked and yet most powerful things you can do with a talk topic is saying, give people 2, 3, 4 different takeaways where they say, after watching this, you will know how to do this, this, and this. After watching my financial freedom breakthrough program, whatever it might be, and I'm just making that up as an example, you will know exactly how to order each part of your consumer debt in a way that makes most sense for you, not say what it makes most sense with the math standpoint. You're going like, whoa, what does the math have to do that? Again, that's off the top of my head. But it's going, then I'm going to show you the right mindset to have in place to be able to get past those financial challenges, and also the right conversations you need to have with potential debt collectors, with potential people that you owe your consumer debt towards to help actually offset some of that debt and give you the momentum you need to get towards financial freedom. My goodness, you gave me 3 key takeaways that I know before I even say yes to watching that webinar or that training series, whatever it might be, you give me a way to be able to say, I know I'm going to come away with these 3 benchmarks. Come away with this. If I know I'm going to come away with this one, and this one, that lets me show there's value already before you say anything else. How do you do that? You have clarity in your takeaways. Saying it's not just here are the takeaways, but here's the, I like saying it answers the so what. You will know the exact questions you need to ask so that you can this. You will know the right decisions to make or which option to choose so that you can what. And the more you can have that documented inside your takeaways, maybe more people can say, gosh, I see what's possible. Another way you can prove the value is what I call kind of the before and after. The before and after says, okay, where are you before? How to go from confusion to clarity with your financial future. How to go from frustrated and angry at your partner to having great communication. Whatever it might be. Whatever your topic is and your problem is saying, okay, I want to show them what's the before and after. The more I can actually show them, here's what they're going to get through this experience, the better people will be able to say, I know exactly what I'm going to get from this talk topic or description. Now, one thing that's also in here is saying, you might look at this and say, I don't really know my niche. I don't really know the specific problem. I like saying, what is the one thing that people keep bringing up that you can't ignore? They're saying, gosh, I've heard this 2, 3, 4 times this month or even this week. People are saying the exact same thing. And the more you can hone in on what keeps popping up, the more you can say, I know that this talk topic is specific for that. Now, something I didn't include here is going, what if I don't have any talk topics? What if I'm just getting started and I don't know where to begin? I like saying, start with your manifesto talk. Your manifesto talk is saying, here's what I believe to be true and here's why it matters. So your first topic can be manifesto. And then I like saying your second topic can be I call your method. What's your proprietary process? The more you can explain your proprietary process to an audience of the right prospects, the more they can say, I see the value that you bring, and that it's obvious to me that you can see this gap in my life or my business, wherever that is, and your method helps me get to where I want to be in that area. So you have manifesto talk can be your first one, then your method talk can be your second one. And so as you look at putting together the right speaker topics, saying identify your manifesto talk, identify your method talk, those are great two talks to have, and it gives you a good starting point. But you're saying, I don't even know where to get started. I don't even know who my niche is. I don't even know what the specific problem is. You can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out the intake form, or hop on a call. We'll talk about your business, talk about the topics that you want to share with the right audience, and even how to get in front of the right audience to share your message and grow your business. If you like what you've seen, if I've given you value through today's video, today's recording, go ahead and hit that like, hit subscribe. If you have that problem saying, I don't know where to get started, workwithjohncook.com, fill out the form, we'll talk soon. Make it a great day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.